Imagine you hire a team of just absolute top-tier specialists to run your business. You know, a brilliant marketer, a genius accountant, a killer sales lead.
Right, the dream team.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But there is a catch. They all speak completely different languages, and you just refuse to hire a translator.
Yeah, that sounds like a total nightmare.
Right. But that's the reality for most of you listening right now, especially UK business owners, when it comes to the software running your companies. Welcome to today's deep dive, where we are looking into exactly why that happens.
It really is a massive blind spot. We are looking at some data from Deloitte and Red Eagle Tech today. And while it turns out the average UK SME is actually juggling six or more different software tools every single day.
Okay, let's unpack this. How do businesses end up, accidentally building these tech traps?
Honestly, it almost always comes down to departments just fending for themselves. Like marketing buys a tool to send out emails.
Great, makes sense.
Yeah, and then sales buys a CRM, which is basically a digital address book to track customer relationships. And finance buys an ERP, effectively the digital nervous system for the company's resources. They each pick the absolute perfect tool for their specific job.
But nobody actually stops to ask, wait, how is the sales system going to talk to the finance system? So
Exactly.
we just create these like isolated islands of information.
Yeah.
But surely connecting them isn't actually that hard. I mean, you just plug one into the other, right?
I wish it were that simple. The clash is usually between old and new technology. Like, take a classic UK accounting staple like Sage 50, for example. Traditionally, that was built around a local database, meaning the information lives physically on a computer or a server inside your office.
Right, like an actual hard drive somewhere in a back room.
Exactly. But those modern sales tools, they live in the cloud. So they are literally operating in completely different environments.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, getting a cloud tool to securely write data into an older desktop database, it requires these incredibly complex, custom-built bridges.
Okay, I hear you on the technical headache there, but come on, is copying and pasting a few rows from a cloud system into a local spreadsheet really, blowing a hole in the bottom line?
Well, what's fascinating here is the brutal math behind that manual work. Research actually shows employees are wasting 2 to 3 hours a day just rekeying data between these disconnected systems.
Wait, 2 to 3 hours a day.
Every single day.
That is insane.
It is. And you know, when humans copy and paste, they get tired. They introduce a 3 to 5% error rate.
Yikes.
Yeah, just think about a simple misplaced decimal in a massive client order.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that could be disastrous.
Absolutely. So for a 10-person business, that combination of wasted time and fixing those mistakes, it burns roughly £100,000 annually.
100,000. Just from typos and copy-pasting.
Pretty much. Globally, companies bleed up to 20 to 30% of their revenue to these silo-driven inefficiencies.
That is just a terrifying amount of money to lose to typos. So for a business owner looking at those numbers, I mean, how do you actually fix this without going bankrupt, paying for those complex custom bridges you mentioned earlier?
Well, the financial return is much faster than you'd think. A typical integration project might cost, say, around £30,000 up front.
Okay.
But industry benchmarks show it usually pays for itself in just 13 months. And the technology has totally evolved, too.
How so?
Well, instead of paying for traditional middleware, which is basically like hiring an expensive full-time human translator,
Okay.
we now have
Wait,
IPS.
jargon check. IEPS.
Right, sorry,
Yeah.
Integration Platform as a Service.
Got it.
Going back to your metaphor, IPS is like giving every single software tool in your business a real-time earpiece that automatically translates everything on the fly.
Oh, that's a great way to put it.
Thanks. It's basically a cloud-based hub that comes with pre-built translators for thousands of different apps. And because you aren't building it from scratch, it can be 40 to 60% cheaper than those old custom builds.
Okay, so the technology is cheaper and smarter now. But what happens when the human team just, refuses to use the new process and sneaks back to their trusty old spreadsheets?
Oh, that is the real trap. The biggest fix isn't technical at all, it's change management.
Right.
If you spring a massive workflow change on your staff overnight, they will panic. You have to involve them early in the design.
Make them feel like they're part of the process.
Exactly. And realistically, you should aim for a 50 to 70% initial user adoption rate. Give them room to adjust rather than demanding absolute perfection on day one.
Yeah, you can't just force a new language on people overnight. But here's where it gets really interesting. plugging that financial bleed is just step one.
Oh, absolutely.
Because when your sales system and your accounting software finally talk seamlessly, you unlock all this cross-functional analytics.
Right. You start seeing higher transaction values.
Because the systems can automatically recommend products based on past purchases, and your marketing team actually knows which leads turned into real revenue.
And you completely eliminate the data entry, which means your team can finally focus on driving actual business strategy.
The brilliant specialists finally have their universal translator. So to you listening, think about this. If your business systems were suddenly perfectly integrated tomorrow, what completely new innovation or customer experience would your team finally have the time to create?